Chapter 5. At least the ramp was still up, meaning the Sparrowhawk was safe. She'd taken a long route here, constantly barking into her comlink, alternately threatening and cajoling Ori and receiving only silence in return. That's what she got for trusting someone, even someone recommended by Clota, the only person she actually trusted. Vashka City was painfully pristine and orderly, which meant she'd have to dig farther than usual to find someone as dirty as she was. She'd have to wait until after dark to head back toward the sketchy part of town, find the local lowlife hangout and troll the place for a new slicer. And this one would get her what she needed, because she'd threaten him instead of warmly instructing him. Losing a day off her schedule put her in a foul mood. Basine pressed the button on her comlink to activate the ramp, and the tiny hairs on the back of her neck rose, alerting her to danger. Whipping the stolen scalpel from her pocket, she spun and nearly sliced Ori's neck open. He stumbled back, hands up, a tiny prick of blood at his throat. "Why'd you do that?" he asked, voice trembling. Basine repocketed the scalpel and stared at him, cold as ice. "I might ask you the same thing."
"Following the plan. I got the info, covered my tracks, and came back to the ship. Got lost, though. And somebody jacked my comlink."
He held up his wrist, showing a bruise.
"At least it's easy to find the spaceport, right?"
With a sigh, Basine walked up the ramp with Ori at her heels. She wanted to believe him, but she never believed anyone. What kind of idiot had a simple comlink stolen in a city as safe as Vashka's capital? If he was truly that foolish, what could possibly make Clota believe he might be worth anything as a spy or merc? Ori's instincts were terrible. The only other option was that his instincts were fantastic, and he was an amazing actor. She had to find out. As Basine entered the cargo area, she spun suddenly, aiming a high kick for Ori's head. His arm flew up to block it, quick but unpolished, and he grunted as he took the full force of the strike, bone on bone. She next tried a basic punch combination, jab, cross, hook, cross, and he barely managed to keep up, ducking and blocking inelegantly without taking any real damage.
"What are you doing?"
he grunted. "Testing your reflexes," she answered, nowhere near out of breath. After a few more punches, she pulled him into a clinch and tried a simple joint lock, which made him yelp and flail.
"Ow! Ow! Stop! You're gonna break my wrist!"
he shouted, legs scrambling for purchase. She released him. "You're not very good at this." Ori stood, rubbing his arm and throwing her a look of great reproach.
"The kicks and punches were part of my training, but Clota never taught me anything about whatever you just did to my arm."
Basine smirked. "He doesn't teach the Ichani arts at his school."
"Why'd you attack me, though? I did what you asked, just like you said."
She smiled, closed the ramp behind them, and headed for her room. "Just trying to keep you on your toes. I'm surprised you let someone steal your comlink." Ori followed for a moment, then stopped as she walked through her door and took off her blonde wig.
"They had blasters. I had no weapons. I was lost and went down the wrong alley. Not that surprising. But I got the info. TK-1472 was last recorded as a resident at Vashka Valley Retirement Facility 48, which has since been shut down. Here are the coordinates."
He held out a torn piece of flimsy-plast covered in neat, blocky letters, and she took it.
"It's not that far from here, but there's no shuttle. We'll have to rent something, I guess."
"Why was it shut down?" He shrugged.
"That wasn't what you asked me to find out."
"And why do you think we should go to a closed facility?"
"Well, the thing about this guy's records is that they're marked confidential, and when I sliced past that, most of the usual information had a code that translated to held on site. So whether or not he's still at Facility 48, his records are. I'm guessing that for whatever reason, they wanted your guy away from the main facility. Maybe he's dangerous, or Maybe they're hiding something. Even if the place burned down, chances are the server room is intact underground.
Annoyed, Basine smacked a palm against the button to shut her door in his face and happily peeled off her disguise, trading it for the clothes she found most comfortable. All black, all fitted, and all riddled with mesh, armor plates, and weapons. The Baffleweave shirt fit over her black tank and gear without too much adjustment. As she slipped on her skullcap and boots, she contemplated what she'd learned about Ori Tenro. Mainly that Clodagh had been exactly right. The guy had great slicing skills, very poor instincts, and no talent for manipulation or espionage. You couldn't fake bad reflexes. There was only one thing she could do with him before the next step of her mission. Poor Ori.